This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today released the autobiography of former President Ramnath Kovind titled Triumph of the Indian Republic, My Life, My Struggles at an event in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, based on his understanding of Mr. Kovind's life and his knowledge of his capabilities, he was confident that the autobiography would become a cherished legacy for Indian democracy and society.
Kovind ji ka vinamra vyaktitva, unki sadgi, aise hi kayam rahi. Pradhanmantri ke taur par, main Rashtrapati Bhavan mein unse milne jata tha. प्रोटोकॉल के हिसाब से जो बातें नहीं हो सकती हैं वो बातें वो करते थे. वो प्रधानमंत्री को छोड़ने के लिए गाड़ी के दरवाजे तक आते थे.
वाइस प्रेसिडेंट सीपी राधाकृष्णन हैज सेड दैट द स्पिरिट ऑफ वंदे मातरम हैड इंस्पायर्ड इंडियाज फ्रीडम स्ट्रगल एंड कंटिन्यूज टू स्ट्रेंथन द नेशंस आइडेंटिटी टुडे. ही सेड दिस व्हाइल एड्रेसिंग द पार्टिसिपेंट्स ऑफ हर घर तिरंगा बाइक रैली ऑर्गेनाइज्ड बाय द कल्चर मिनिस्ट्री मार्किंग 150 ईयर्स ऑफ द नेशनल सॉन्ग. द वाइस प्रेसिडेंट सेड दैट द वर्ड्स ऑफ द वंदे मातरम हैड इग्नाइटेड पेट्रियोटिज्म एंड यूनाइटेड पीपल अक्रॉस रीजन्स लैंग्वेजेस faiths and backgrounds in the fight against colonial rule. Mr. Radhakrishnan also highlighted the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign as a people's movement that encourages citizens to actively participate, hoist the tricolour with pride and strengthen the spirit of unity and service. He urged people to actively participate and promote the campaign. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to move the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026 for consideration and passing in Rajya Sabha today to alter the name of Kerala. In Lok Sabha, Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 is to be tabled for consideration and passing. More from our correspondent.
The Kerala Alteration of Name Bill seeks to change the name of State of Kerala to Keralam in the first schedule of the Constitution. A resolution in this regard was passed by the Kerala Legislative Assembly in June 2024. The resolution stated that while the state is known as Keralam in Malayalam, its name is recorded as Kerala in the first schedule of the Constitution. Meanwhile, the Mines and Mineral Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 aims to amend the Mines and Mineral Development and Regulation Act 1957. The bill aims to make India's mining sector more efficient, investment-friendly and well-equipped to fulfill the country's growing demand for critical minerals. Dilnashi Arzu, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In news just in, the proceedings of the Lok Sabha were adjourned till 2 p.m. Ministry of External Affairs today informed that Dr. Bhuma Viji, IRPS retired, has been selected for the post of Vice Chancellor at the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Institute of Public Service and Innovation of Mauritius. In a statement, the ministry said that the institute, the erstwhile Civil Service College of Mauritius, was jointly inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, in March 2025. It added that the institute is being developed as a premier training agency and a center of excellence for the African region and will become an awarding body. The ministry further informed that Dr. Bhuma is expected to take up her assignment shortly. Protests in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir are set to take an international turn as the Awami Action Committee is calling on Kashmiris worldwide to hold demonstrations tomorrow. The committee said demonstrations are being planned outside Pakistani embassies and diplomatic missions in several countries, demanding for greater attention to the grievances of the people of Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Two persons were killed and 6 to 8 others are feared trapped after a landslide in Mumbai's Ghatkopar area early today following heavy rain. According to Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation officials, the landslide was reported at Ghoshia Chol in Chiragnagar at around 3 a.m. Rescue operations are currently underway. India continued its impressive medal-winning run at the Commonwealth Fencing Championship in Lagos, Nigeria. After securing 17 medals on the opening day on Monday, Indian fencers added more medals to the country's tally. And that is the end of this news bulletin.